The Riders almost made it to the semis, but ended up having a winning weekend in Fargo. I'm Chris Sprinter with your sports. For the right to go to the semifinal round of the Pete Invitational in Fargo, Gillette had to beat Moorhead, Minnesota. It was a tight ball game. Gillette was down 3-1 going into the top of the sixth.
And Fink belts one down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone. And it's a fair ball into the bushes over the fence. That landed right over the Buffalo Wild Wings sign. And the Rough Riders are back within a run here in Moorhead. Jason Fink, a solo shot to left.
Eden represents the tying run. Riley represents the go-ahead run in the sixth. The stretch by Wilson, two down. He's ready. The 1-2.
Line shot, base hit, center field. It one hops to Taft out there. Aiden Peterson stomps home plate with his right foot, and he scores, and we are tied at three here in Moorhead. The Riders will not die. Loftus comes through again, the freshman, now 2-for-2.
In the bottom of the sixth, though, Carter Heinch put Moorhead up for good. That would end up being the game-winning home run.
3-3 game, bottom of the sixth. First pitch to Heinz. He launches it to deep right field. And looking over is Loftus. And it goes over the bushes out there. And it is gone. A first pitch solo home run by Carter Heinz gives Moorhead the lead 4-3 here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
The next day on a Saturday morning, Gillette run rule Tri-City 16-1 in Fargo at Starion Field. Riders scored 9 runs in the first inning to jump out to a big lead.
And Droop sends this one towards deep left center field. Bender drop steps. He's going back. It's towards the wall, and it's out of here over the green and orange wall in left center field. Mason Droop gets his 4th home run of the season, and the Rough Riders lead it 4-0. He has a grin ear to ear on his face as he jogs in, hits home plate with his left foot and scores, and points up to the heavens.
In the aftermath, the 38-17 Rough Riders went 3-2 in Fargo, putting together a winning weekend. They play at Jamestown for 1. It's 5 o'clock Wednesday night. That's sports on the Basin Radio Network.